From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Bill Williams is reporting for Columbia Green Media. An employee at a business on Park Row in the village of Chatham, January 27th, opened a package or envelope that contained an unidentified, suspicious, and possibly hazardous substance, according to state police. Chatham Fire Department and rescue squads from Chatham and Valencia responded to the scene around 9:30 a.m., as did the hazmat teams from Columbia and Greene counties. Units from the State Office of Fire Prevention and Control and Columbia County Emergency Services. State police said the investigation into the incident is ongoing, but there is no potential danger to the surrounding community. An area of Park Row will remain closed to traffic and pedestrians for the rest of the day. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Patricia Doxey is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Ulster County's new comptroller has announced her intention to launch an audit of that county's short-term rental industry. In an interview with the Daily Freeman on Monday, January 20th, March Gallagher said her office will be looking at the occupancy tax revenues collected by the county in 2019 to determine if the county is collecting all it can from property owners who rent their homes or rooms through online platforms such as Airbnb, VRBO, or HomeAway. Gallagher said, and I quote, "We're going to audit what's there, look at what's been collected, and look in a deeper way at what should be collected," end quote. Based on the findings, she added, her office could recommend ways to capture more of the revenues owed to the county, including better collection methods. Ulster County Finance Commissioner Bert Gulnick said that preliminary data for 2019 indicates the county collected, and I quote, "well over $400,000, end quote, in occupancy taxes, a significant increase from the $180,000 collected in 2018. But Gulnick said simply based on a recent Airbnb report, the county should have seen $600,000 or more in tax revenue. The county requires everyone who regularly offers a room for short-term rental to register with the Department of Finance, collect the 2% occupancy tax from their guest, and send it to the county. Gallagher said, and I quote, "Ulster County has more hosts and more revenues and more guests than any other upstate county, so we should be leaders in figuring out how to benefit on the tax side and on the economic impact side," end quote. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting Stewart International Airport is destined to be the, and I quote, "cargo hub of the Northeast," end quote, according to a report from the think tank Hudson Valley Pattern for Progress. The group's president, Jonathan Drapkin, said the cargo hub would be designed with the future of freight logistics in mind, a facility that is more automated, computerized, and utilize new technology for the movement of cargo. Drapkin said, and I quote, "there will be less jobs, but the jobs will pay a higher wage, and if you cluster them around Stewart Airport, you shouldn't have as much animosity from neighbors. It will also lead to, if there are more flights, other jobs such as mechanics and people that work on the planes," end quote. The Newburgh-based nonprofit also envisions a job training center, a shuttle service into Middletown and Newburgh for employees, as well as on-site workforce housing. And you can read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Chris McKenna is reporting for The Fray. State Senator Jen Metzger and Assemblymember Jonathan Jacobson have reintroduced a bill from the previous legislative session that would allow part-time and vocational students at New York's public colleges to qualify for the state's free tuition program. The Excelsior Scholarship Program covers any remaining tuition cost after other aid forms are exhausted and is available only to full-time SUNY and CUNY students whose family incomes fall below a certain threshold. The two Hudson Valley Democrats are looking to expand the program to part-time students who must often work while attending school. The program would also apply to students enrolled in a BOCES or other vocational program. In addition, the bill would raise the income limit from $125,000 to $135,000 for the current year. Metzger and Jacobson appeared at SUNY Orange in Middletown last week to promote the bill. You can read the full story at The Fray. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. for local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.